Yeah. Okay.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah, I'm with Andy.
Andy Guile.
You're an Andy, not an Andrew.
No, definitely not.
Taking Andrew's arm at the moment. And what are we doing today?
Right. Well, we've got Delphi here, who's our national demonstration dog at Guide Dogs.
Yes.
And his job is about awareness. That's raising awareness, obviously, as us as a charity and an organisation. And his particular skills are that he can do everything that a guide dog would normally do or has done.
Yeah.
But he can do it with anybody.
Yeah.
Now, normally a dog is trained for an individual.
Yeah.
And selected specially for them.
Yeah.
So they would only work for that individual.
Yes. Of course.
Delphi, in fact, last week we were working with the National Blind Children's Society, and he was working with little 3 and 4 year olds.
Oh wow! Because you've lowered the age limit for people to be able to apply for dogs, haven't you?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
quite that low, but.
No, what we've done is, 15, I mean, we had options before, but we've decided to open up the age group now, and it's done on a very sort of carefully selected basis.
Of course,
because not every young person is ready for a dog or wants a dog.
Yeah.
And also, we have to make sure that the dog is right for them now, but also if they perhaps start at 12, well, by the time they're 13, 14, they're going to be very different people and want different things. So we have to make sure that absolutely everything is spot on.
Wow.
But we do a lot of work in terms of preparation, so we'll meet people early in their journey, if you like, at whatever age, even if it's before they're ready to have a dog.
Yes.
We like to be there for them to help them ultimately achieve that, if that's what is right for them and that's what they want.
So that's brilliant, thank you. And so I've got not a special interest, because it's not special to you because you train loads of people, but for me, I've just at the very beginnings of applying for a guide dog, as you know, but just to tell the listeners, so I have quite an interest in this, so I'm sort of used the cane all my life, and I was just regaling you guys about how I began using a white cane and how I hated using it. I've never been opposed to having a guide dog, but never really just actually found out once and for all if it's for me or not, you know, if having a guide dog for me. And so I've done my research, so obviously with you now, and we're with Delphi. So Delphi, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And just so that I can have a try, so I've not got my cane with me, so I'm completely, I mean, obviously I do have some sight, but I'm very definitely registered blind.
Yes.
But in here it's not bad, but everything affects my eyesight. So I walk fast, you know, but I'm just very gung-ho, if I'm being honest. I don't worry too much about what's in front of me, and if I hit it, well, that's it.
Yeah.
So having a guide dog will be a completely different experience for me in terms of relearning the way I do things, in terms of mobility, in terms of relying on my traditional mobility skills. So talk me through that a little bit. How does that transition work? Because for me it really will be a transition. I'm sure you've met it before, but
all the time. And I think that and you know, you're saying about special, but I mean, I really believe that every person, every partnership is very special, because it's
unique, isn't it?
It is, I mean, obviously there are frameworks that we have to work within, and every guide dog owner will work within that framework. But every partnership is unique, and as much as what you want from a dog, what you want from mobility, is going to be very different with a dog. I mean, one of the areas that you mentioned in terms of if you've got some sight, as you know, so many people will be affected badly by light conditions.
Yes, yeah.
So as we go from shadow into bright sunlight and the other way around, many people have to stop and readjust you know, then take things gently from there.
Yes.
With a guide dog, of course, it doesn't affect them.
No.
So the mobility and the transition is very fluent.
And that's the thing, I would find as much issue trusting a dog initially as I would a person, because obviously, because I can see something, I assume that I don't, but my brain still says, I'm assuming that people, that it's not possible for anyone to see, even if they can see a lot better than I can, they can't possibly not be affected by a transition like that.
Exactly.
Because I'm so adversely affected, I assume that some people must be, the dog, you know, maybe the dog's got some, you know, his eye sight isn't quite because it's an animal.
Yes, absolutely.
But that's not the case, is it?
No, it's not. No, but I can understand the feeling.
Yeah.
Because until it's proven to you that he is safe.
Yeah.
You know, it's my word for it, and I might be totally wrong. You don't know that.
Absolutely.
But one of the areas that I usually, you know, mention first is actually what the dog will do, because that's very relevant.
Yeah.
And in your case, when you're using your cane, you're using the cane to locate problems,
yes,
to then solve.
Yes.
He's the opposite way around.
Yes.
So he's going to solve problems that you don't even know is there.
Yes.
So in terms of perhaps walking through a crowd,
yeah,
as you know, there's an element of that journey that, yeah, that involves the other people, yeah, having to move out of the,
yes,
way,
yes,
or give you space or,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Or even notice that you're there, because,
yeah,
if their backs are to you, they don't,
yeah,
know you're there.
Yeah.
In a guide dog's case, that crowd is another obstacle, so,
yes,
he'll just weave through it without them knowing.
Wow.
And so that's often a huge confidence boost, when a person first gets a dog. That very first time that they can go through a crowd walking at the same speed as the,
yeah,
crowd.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you get some people say, it's brilliant, I overtook someone for the first time.
Yes.
You,
yeah,
know, and that's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. I can imagine it would be. So, and that I think, again, like trying to work out which is urban myth and which isn't. So, you know, I know because I've heard you in previous talks and stuff. I think one at Sarvage in Birmingham, where,
yeah,
you were saying that when you go into, last night we were talking about going into meetings and hotel,
yes,
receptions and stuff, and that a guide dog will kind of have an idea of where it is you want to. So, you know, if you could more or less say, find the lift and take you and find,
yeah,
the button maybe and things,
absolutely,
like that. Which that and or that it would find, you know, the hotel reception desk, because,
yeah,
you know, that's the first place you want it, and they must have a sense of that it's a hotel through smell and different things, I suppose.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
the fact that
a lot of it is down to what you want, what your dog wants,
yeah,
and what you've, you know, sort of learnt between you.
But it could be interpreted as something that's urban myth almost, because,
oh, yeah,
you wouldn't,
yeah,
expect, because people, you know, we laugh all the time, don't we, about someone bending down to tell the dog directions,
yes,
to,
exactly,
the cash point.
Yeah.
But actually, some of it is true in the sense that, at least, at the very least, that he'll have a sense of sort of what are the obvious places you might want to know,
oh, yeah,
about,
absolutely,
or that you will need a seat if you go into a meeting or,
yes,
that whatever.
What I mean, effectively, what happens in terms of the very basics that they're trained, as a guide dog, they're trained to avoid obstacles.
Yes.
So that's the first,
yeah,
thing. And part of the method of doing that is to teach them that they should never go through a gap that's smaller and narrower than the two of you.
Right.
So that sort of gives
that's
an idea
helpful.
Of how,
yeah,
it works.
Yeah.
But also head height. From head height point of view,
yes,
you should never go through a gap that's lower than head height.
Yes.
So therefore, the overhanging branches,
yes,
or the scaffold poles shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
So he's going to find his way through things.
Yeah.
And then also, he's taught to indicate by stopping,
yeah,
anything that could either trip you up,
yes,
or that you need to know. So,
right,
any curb,
yeah,
he'll stop at, any door, any steps, all this sort of thing.
Mm.
And then on top of that, there's the finding side.
Mm,
of it. And, I mean, Delphi can probably find 20, 30 different things.
Wow, yeah.
So if I said to him, as we are in here, in the event hall,
yes,
if I said to him, find the door, he would immediately go to either the nearest door or the most obvious door.
Yes.
In his case, there's one to our right,
yeah,
and he would swing to the right. And,
yeah,
this one has the doors are open, and it goes onto a hard surface,
yes,
just for a few,
yeah,
paces.
Yeah.
And at that point where it goes from carpet to hard surface, there's a little lip down.
Yeah.
And he would stop at it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he'd indicate that.
Yeah.
But what he would then do is learn about you and say, well, actually, he doesn't need that, or he does need that.
Oh,
and he,
okay,
would develop it.
Right, right.
The other thing is that initially you have to ask the dog to find something that's very close,
yes,
when they're inexperienced.
Yes, yeah.
So, but in his case, I could say to him now, find a van.
Yeah.
And he would go out, stop at the lip that I just talked,
yeah,
about,
yeah, yeah,
go out to reception, swing,
wow,
right, find,
yeah,
the door,
yeah,
swing left, go into the car park and take me to the back of the van.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And of course that sort of skill is what the cane can never ever do.
Exactly.
However good you are,
yes,
it can never do it,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means, in fact, we were talking to a guy called John yesterday who was in exactly the same situation as you.
Yeah.
Not sure whether this is the time or whether,
yeah,
it's right.
Yeah.
And we worked through the event hall, which we'll do with you.
Yes.
And we looked at the work rate that was needed for him to get himself through,
yeah,
and what he achieved,
yeah,
compared to what he did with a dog. And he,
right,
said instantly, I actually went, yeah, through there thinking other things instead of,
really,
what is my next pace going to be.
Because it does. Mm. It does cause some apprehension.
Yes,
you know, I mean, I'm used to it. I mean, I've, you know, travelled extensively, you know, and on my own. I've been to the States on my own and things,
mm-hmm,
like that. But there is always, even on short routes, you know, you don't know what you're going to wake up to in the morning,
yeah,
you know,
and yeah.
Obstacles, new obstacles that people put new street furniture out, you know, shops put out their store and they've gone a bit wider this time, parked cars with doors open, that happens all the time, people park, that people just do not regulate, and local councils don't seem to regulate people parking on pavements, and the dog would see all that, suss it out.
And it wouldn't be a problem. And I think things like the, I mean, obviously you know, and I know about these sort of problems, but many sighted people wouldn't think about what the weather conditions are.
No, not at all.
So if it's been raining, the branches are heavier and lower. If the snow is, you know, if there's snow, then those small changes in surface that you need aren't available.
And hearing as well is blind man's fog and all that, isn't it? So broadly speaking, then, so I'm sort of, I'm probably slightly taller than average, but average build probably. So what sort of I know this is a broad question, but what would they be looking at to someone for someone like me? They'd be looking at my pace, my average walking pace, maybe.
Yeah, I mean when we match, the matching process is massively important.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And if you don't get that right, you're always going to struggle. So we ensure that we get it right.
Okay.
And it's dependent on you on the sort of basic level. We say, well, is the physical match right?
Yeah.
So you would want a tallish dog.
Yes.
You'd want a fairly sturdy dog.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if they've got to stop you and stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it is done very subtly, and you'll find this in a minute that.
Yep.
It's a lot more subtle than most people would imagine, in terms of steering you and stopping and so on. And then there's the things like your walking speed and so on. But then we go way beyond that.
Yes.
So what sort of nature are you? You know, what are your aspirations?
Mm.
What are your aspirations? What do you want to do in a year's time? What do you want to achieve? Where do you want to go?
Oh, okay.
What your family's like?
Yeah.
Where you live? Everything.
Yeah.
And it's a massive, massive thing. So
I'm amazed how much you seem to get it right, because you see people, you think, that works for
yes,
you.
That's
you know,
right.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I see the end result.
Yeah.
Because of where I work at Queen Arizona College, you know, and people with the dog, and I think that's so obvious that dog's with you. But to work that out amongst the hundreds of people that you have and the hundreds of dogs that you can choose from.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of, if you like, you can tick box a lot of stuff. So you can say, you know, all right, if Delphi were a young dog that I didn't really, you know, hadn't really had much experience, I'd be saying things like, does he like going on the train? Does he like the city? Is he good at that? You know, and that would start me thinking about the type of person I might be looking for.
Yes. Yeah.
And then as he develops, that would change.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, he's quite good on the train now. So perhaps, you know, London is the place for him, or Birmingham, or wherever.
Because you're with them for a while, aren't you?
Oh, yeah,
it's a couple of years, isn't it? So,
I mean, personally, it would be sort of 6 months, you know, up to 6 months.
Oh, to train the dog, you mean?
Yeah, because there's different people who might have the dog.
Earlier,
But the records of the dog and the knowledge of the dog is going to carry on through.
Of course, yeah.
But then, I suppose, like anything, it gets to the point where you start to gain, you know, look back on your experience and just get a gut feeling. And you know, we were chatting last night, and I had a sort of feeling that the sort of dog that you would want is actually not probably dissimilar to Delphi. I just had that feeling. You know, you're a gentle, relaxed sort of guy that would want that sort of dog,
but also quite busy.
But want to give you a lot in return.
For sure.
You know,
I mean, and I'm quite practical, and you know, I have some. You know, I like to move around. I'm in all sorts of areas, cities, countryside.
Yeah, so you need a dog, an all-rounder.
Mountains of, you know, and I've always enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And that's with or without a cane, really, if I'm being honest,
And sometimes, I mean, to be honest, that can be a bit of a frustration when going from a cane to a dog initially.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be more restrictions in some respects.
Yes, yeah.
More restrictions in terms of the dog's training, but less in terms of what you can ultimately achieve. So, you know, what some people say is, well, actually, look, I've got to stop at every curb. I've got to turn the dog properly at a curb. I've got to do all these things. Now, with a cane, I could have just listened in advance to that traffic as I arrived at the curb and just carried on if there was nothing.
Oh, yeah. But
going diagonally and stuff like that. Now, I know that not everyone does that, but those people who do like to work in that way might find it a bit restrictive at first, but within weeks, they're given back so much more.
That's interesting. I mean, I've decided, really, that whatever I need to do, I'll do.
Yes,
because that's the only approach.
It is,
you know, I know, well, so what, just in terms of what you just said now, immediately when you were talking about, well, I'd listen for, that's ideal when weather conditions are great, but when the leaves are all down, moving a cane in the leaves now is a nightmare.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, especially when you're doing the, when you just keep the cane to the ground all the time, and you're not tapping the cane anymore and things like that, which I've not done for years, so,
And of course, all the time you're getting that information back, which, you know, is obviously useful and necessary, but it's,
well, it's not, it's when I've caught away, it in a leaf,
oh,
or
absolutely,
do you know what I mean?
It's taking away from your relaxation because there's an, you know, overload sometimes.
Well, it does. And I get that with eye condition as well, because like I'm seeing cars and I can't make anything out, but it's especially in wet weather and dark wet weather like the winter now, it's all mosaics and just horrible. And within minutes I get a headache, and I'm just thinking, if I haven't got to worry about that.
And that's what a lot of people find, that they'll, you know, if they've traditionally used a cane to get to work or whatever, but by the time they get to work, they've done a full day's work. And John was saying this yesterday, that he works in many different places, and he has clients to see. Now, he has to do, if you like, all his homework before he gets there, and then forget it, because he's got to concentrate on his mobility. What he found almost instantly with Delphi was that actually he could have thought about his clients as he's going there, plus his mobility, because it's relaxing.
So let's have a go. Let's do this. It's exciting. Thanks for all that. It's really important.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay.
So first things first, Delphi is on the lead at the moment. He hasn't got his harness on. For those people who haven't seen a harness before, it's in two parts. One is a sort of, we call it the girth strap and the body piece. It goes around his shoulders and stomach. It's very soft leather, so it's very comfortable. And then attached to that is a handle, a metal handle, which is loosely attached to this body piece, which goes from his shoulder, if you like, to where you stand next to his back legs. And you just lightly hold this. It's a very gentle sort of connection. So I'm just going to put him in this harness, and at that point, he knows he's looking after me. I mean, he doesn't think, oh my God, this is hard work. He just thinks, oh yeah, I'm going to look after Dad now. So he'll change. He'll change in his attitude. So it becomes very gentle and responsive. And what I'm going to do is bring him round to your left side, so he knows he's looking after you and not me. So I'm going to go around the back of you. Come here, Delph. There's a good boy.
Hello.
So he's standing next to your left side. And if I just put your hand on his head, so you can just stroke him.
Hello.
Now the first thing is, if he were your dog, and this was your first meeting, he would strike you as being very gentle and calm, but solid and confident. Which would be a nice feel. That's important, that he feels right to you. Now, having looked at him next to you, he's probably on the minimum side.
But because
the handle is flexible, if you pick that handle up now, you'll find that it doesn't matter so much that it's smaller.
I get it.
Just to move back slightly, so you're standing next to his back legs. So that's it there. And the connection between you and him is going to be that gentle, really soft and gentle. Now, a younger dog, and I have to say this in advance, that he's an experienced lad and he's been chosen for this job. A younger dog isn't going to be necessarily as gentle or quiet or easy as him. Because they're new. However good a dog is ultimately going to be, they have to start somewhere. And so I have to make sure that everyone realises this is, Delphi is what you can achieve, not what you necessarily will achieve instantly.
But he's like, is this a coincidence? He's girth, his pack is kind of leaning into me very slightly.
He just touches you to say, look, I'm here, you know, whenever you want me. And particularly with the youngsters, the tiny tots, you know, he'll almost wrap himself gently around them. And he looks after them. That's what is good about Delphi. It's not that he's been trained. Yes, he has been trained to do this job. But he's not doing it as if he's been trained. He's doing it because he wants to, and he wants to.
Because I can already feel the nuances of it in the handle. You start to feel every movement that he's making, and every slight side or backwards movement. You can already start to feel that, and the movement that is made when you, if you move very slightly on your own axis, forward or backwards, so you're already getting that information through.
And it's very subtle. And it, I know, it's sort of very basic, it feels good. And I'm just going to show you something, and it sort of tunes him into you. It's not something that we would always do. Very gently, I'm going to increase the pressure on your handle, and I want to see what he does. Now he's moved back.
Oh, okay.
A couple of inches.
Yeah.
And you've hardly touched that hand.
Yes, that's right.
Because he's very aware of you.
Yeah.
Not in a negative way,
yeah,
but in a positive way.
Yeah.
And he can feel, oh, you want me to move back to you? So he just does it.
Okay.
And
that's
so
amazing.
That means that you've got ultimate control. It's
yes,
not,
yeah.
You're not out of control at
yeah.
any point. Even in this situation where there's loads of people around,
yeah.
I want you to go at your speed.
Because at this point, I don't know this area. I mean,
no.
They've sort of given me a little orientation, but you never remember anything.
No, and
so,
also there's so many people around
yeah.
that it's changing all
so
the time.
So I can honestly say this is a fairly real situation
yeah.
for me in the sense that he is it. I don't have any other way of knowing what's
no.
where or finding it. And
oh, absolutely.
So at the moment, I'm just for the audience kind of thing. I've left everything so far now behind that
yes.
I currently know about
exactly.
in terms of my mobility.
And what about from my point of view, what can you see in front of us, just so we can get an idea?
Well, I can probably see the carpet, but these lights are confusing.
Yes,
so
they
look very chandeliery almost.
Yeah.
It reminds
yeah.
me and so I can see sort of slightly in front of me. I'd probably know to walk forward. I've got room to do that. I'd
yes.
probably know I could do that.
Okay.
And then
if you had spotlights in your eyes, presumably.
Well, that's it. I mean, and I certainly wouldn't know individual. I wouldn't be able to get to reception from here. I wouldn't have
no.
a clue.
Okay.
I don't know at the moment. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's
yeah.
look at what he's gonna give you here.
Okay.
The first thing is that indoors and in this environment, he hasn't got any set routes.
Yeah.
He's gonna have routes that I've repeated. You know,
yes.
outside
yeah.
and this sort of thing. And so he'll very much use his initiative.
Yeah.
And in very basic terms, he should walk roughly straight ahead
yeah.
until something makes him turn.
Yeah.
You know, or
yeah.
you make him turn.
Yes.
In this case, if we go straight ahead by about
yeah.
20, 30 paces,
yeah.
he has to swing left.
Yes.
And then there might be a choice later on. So,
yes.
So I'll help him in terms of where we're going.
Okay.
If he needs it.
Yeah.
But I won't help him in terms of doing the job.
Okay.
He won't be on a lead.
Yeah.
So it is you and him.
okay.
And let's just see what happens. Now, generally speaking with Delphi, if he stops, there's going to be a pretty good reason for it.
Yeah.
So we tend to, in this environment, I would just say, yeah, good lad, straight on.
Yeah.
And then he might carry on.
Okay.
It may be that he's just hesitated to let someone come across the front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay. if you keep saying that, that's enough just to let him, you know, kick his initiative in
okay.
and start the job, you know, start him doing the job.
So at this point, for the purposes of this, I'm not going to be saying anything to Delphi.
Oh, no, you
then.
Can do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's very laid back about it. He's,
yeah.
He sifts.
Yeah, I was going to
so
say.
If I say the wrong thing, he just gives me a funny look.
In a general sense, I think I'll be guided by whatever you're doing. I think if you can go past our stand at some point,
oh,
that
we
would
will.
Be good, because
yeah.
they'll want to see that.
Definitely.
Okay.
So
I'm ready,
say,
I think.
On.
All right. So
yeah.
I said,
yeah.
Okay.
And I want you to keep back just a little bit, so let him go out ahead a bit more, which will feel...
How much more?
That's,
like,
that's
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so he's got an option to come across the front of you.
So
wants.
At the moment, I feel insecure because
yeah.
he's not stuck to my side. I almost want him to... Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's done his first turn
yeah.
for you.
Yes, yeah.
And you hardly noticed it happening.
No,
so
no.
Now he's stopped.
Yeah.
And we'll assume this is for a good reason. And
so,
what it is that there's room to get you through the people.
Yeah.
But where I am, to the left,
oh.
There's a gentleman standing.
Yes,
he
yes.
know I'm there.
Yes.
So what Delphi's doing is looking after me at this stage
yes.
as well as you.
Yeah.
So he stopped for you and
yeah.
he's saying, look out, Dad, move back. So I move back and say, straight on, come on, son, off you go. Then he goes through the gap.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh,
because you're.
He's been distracted.
He was just waiting. No, he's
oh.
waiting for me to arrive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Of course. Yeah.
Now, at the moment, because, you know, he's walking particularly slow.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know you. He's
yeah.
looking after you.
Yeah.
Now, it may be slightly slower than you'd otherwise want to move.
Yeah.
But I think we'll go with it. Let's
yep.
assume,
yes.
you know, that you want to.
No, that's fine. I would
so
always.
If, yeah, so if you keep back a little bit to give him that space, that's it.
So I want. Yeah, okay.
And he swung to the left again.
Oh, wow.
Because
yeah.
there was no real option. And what we'll do is ask, we'll stop now. So we'll ask him to sit.
Okay.
And he has.
Oh.
So that's your way of stopping.
Yes.
It's nicely controlled.
Yeah.
Nice and gentle. He's also feeling good about this. Because
yeah.
he looked up at you and he thought, oh, that was nice, yeah.
He did, and he was looking around.
Yeah.
He's very alert, wasn't he, as looking at what was going on around him.
No, he was trying to look after me as well. So
yes.
when we went through that first gap,
yeah.
I was left behind.
Yes.
And that's why he stopped afterwards,
yes.
let me catch up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if we do this for say half an hour or whatever, yeah. he's not going to worry about me.
Yeah, of course.
So therefore, he'll be doing it just for you. But okay. he was very aware of the people on your right.
Yes.
And as we swung around the corner, there were people standing there to the right. There yeah. was all the stands to the right. Yeah. So he could have bumped into them. Now, had you been with a cane, especially if your yeah. sight had been particularly poor at that moment,
yeah, yeah.
you'd have had to locate that stand in
oh,
front of
oh,
you
gosh,
to then
yeah.
turn left.
Yeah, yeah, I would, yeah. Yeah.
And this is, you know, straight away, one of the differences with a dog, yeah. as much as the cane is probably a metre ahead of you, the
yes.
tip,
yeah.
his nose is a metre ahead,
yes.
but his brain is about 20 yards
yes,
ahead.
Yes, yes, yeah.
So he's going to give you, once you know him, he would give you advance warning and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
For instance, if there was a real danger and he was with me, he would stop 3-4 paces before that
yeah.
danger.
Yeah.
And in his case, he puts his head slightly across you and you yes. think, hello, he's trying to tell me something.
Right.
I'd then check with my foot just to see if it was something near me.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't, I'd tell him straight on. If it was a real danger, he'd go another pace and stop.
Yeah, right.
And that would then tell me, actually, this is a dodgy one. And I would have to really then concentrate on what he's telling me.
Right.
It might be a flight of steps that I've no idea
okay.
is there.
Yeah.
In which case, then he would go up and swing across and put my right hand on the rail.
Oh, really?
Things like
See,
that.
See, again, that borders on urban myth.
It does, doesn't it?
It really
yeah.
does. It does.
He's full of them, yeah.
Yeah, but it does,
it's
and
true,
people cannot know. They can't
no.
possibly know, and you know, and that's what...
And that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah,
because I know,
yeah.
I know there's been times when I haven't felt, you know, particularly happy, as we all do, or well, or whatever, and his style would change.
Really?
I had... oh, he wants to lie down, so we'll gently put the handle down on his back, and that's fine.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Allowed to do that.
Good boy, good boy.
There was a time a while ago when I had a nerve problem in my leg.
Yeah.
And it was sort of numb for a while.
Yeah.
And his work was completely different.
Wow.
From the minute it happened.
Yeah,
he was hesitating at things where
yeah.
I had to step down.
Yes.
If I pull a trolley, which I sometimes have to do in my job,
he'll
go down the curb, wait while the wheels go down.
Okay.
And and I haven't told him to do that. It's fabulous, yeah.
He seems very intuitive.
Oh, he is. So I'm going to get him up again. Come on, son, up you go. Good lad. And then you can find the hand again.
Good, yeah.
And we're going to go through a few more people here.
Brilliant.
And head out towards reception.
Okay.
So I take you've got plenty of time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
Let's
thank you.
Enjoy this,
I might end up on doing part two of this. Cause I've got half an hour,
will.
But yeah. I don't know what we're timed at the moment. But.
I can't really see. No idea.
It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah. So if you hang back again,
okay.
Bearing in mind that if you...
I need to be at his back leg, really,
yeah.
don't I? Yeah.
If you try and go too quickly for him at this stage,
yeah.
he's going to say, hey, no way, I'm in charge.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
also, he's thinking ahead. The next lot of people are about 4 or 5 paces ahead.
Yes, yes.
And so he's slowing you down for that,
okay.
preparing you for it.
Right, I'll try and concentrate and stay back because...
Yeah. But he'll work it out if you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
So he goes through the gap, just hesitates slightly.
Good boy.
And carries on.
Good boy.
Straight on, come on, son. Good lad. Again, through a gap. Now he's getting used to the idea that actually I'm independent.
Yep.
So now he's becoming a little bit more free-flowing.
Yes.
Straight on, good lad. Round another groove.
It's a complete piece.
Good boy.
And now, because we haven't told him anything,
yes.
he's come to our stand. Well, if we say no, not today. Come on, not today. There,
Left.
He's moved away
okay.
from it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to this door that I said
the right.
With the little lift down.
Yeah.
And he stopped and
wow.
he's found you.
Yes.
It.
Yeah.
So we say, good lad.
Good lad.
On.
Yeah.
And then we carry on.
And he would stop again for this one?
No, because it's flat. But also because you're giving him the air of confidence
yes.
in yourself. And
yeah.
So he's sort of he's assessing how much help you need.
Right.
Not in a sort of
no,
human
no,
term,
yeah.
but in a practical term.
But at this point, I would have had to have said left, wouldn't I, or something, because...
Possibly, yeah, I mean, we'll just stop him here.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out what he's...
Right.
What he's
in
doing
In general
there,
terms, if he's been taught to walk in straight lines outside,
yeah.
he'll get to a curb and stop, and then you tell him left or right
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the framework.
Yeah.
As it builds up,
yeah.
then his route knowledge and your knowledge of him
of course.
Grows.
Yeah.
So there's times that you can say, just find the way to the bank. I mean, obviously, you have to support him in you know, normal terms. But ultimately, some you know people will get to that point.
Yeah.
Now I'm with that. I'm beyond that point with him because he knows me better than I do.
Yeah.
and he saw that I was just moving around to the right as we left that doorway.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to go around a little block of tables.
Yeah.
And that sort of subtlety he would get from me.
Yes.
We're going to try something in a minute, and let's see if it works. It
awesome.
May not,
yeah.
I want you to just get, tell him straight on.
Straight on. Straight
come
on.
Off we go.
Straight
there's
on, Delphi.
Good
boy.
If he stops, that's good. Just tell him good boy and straight on.
Good boy. Straight on.
That's good. Now I want you to come on, son. I want you to imagine that you want to stop. Do
yeah.
nothing more.
Okay. So if I want to stop.
Yeah. Just imagine. Okay.
Yeah.
You imagined you wanted to stop. I imagined I wanted to stop. Yeah.